Welcome back, Wisconsin. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Monday at 2:30, I'm joined by a big thinker, a friend of the show and now a friend of yours from the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Today is no exception, joined by Mike Sozan. He is the Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy. He's been Chief of Staff to a senator, a legislative director for a different senator, counsel to another senator. He's worked at the DOJ and the FCC. He is an expert on democracy, and the stakes are certainly high for our democracy in this very next election. Early voting starts tomorrow. Thank goodness. I cannot wait to get my ballot cast. Want to get it done with, Mike, because I just want to know it is in the bag. I will be voting tomorrow myself. But before the break, and we're going to play it again, I played for everybody, for each and every one of you, and for you as well, Mike. J.D. Vance, just about a week and a half ago, finally getting pressed for a clear answer on what he would have done on January 6th. And his answer is, I would have violated my constitutional oath and refused to certify the slate of electors. Calvin, let's take a listen one last time.
He was asked to not certify it.
Sure.
So would you have certified? I'll ask you for the third.
Again, I would have asked the states to submit alternative slates of electors and let the country have the debate about what actually matters and what kind of an election that we had.
So you wouldn't have certified, states. To be clear.
I would have asked the states to submit alternative slates of
electors. I think that's
what I would have done. Again, I've said that publicly many times. But
Mike, there's so much in there. It's such a short clip, and yet there's so much in there that's just stunning. Your reactions.
It is stunning, and it's emblematic of why our nation is in this troubling political chapter we're in right now. I mean, we are a nation that is supposed to have commonly held values, accountability to the rule of law, and political norms that are meant to get us through a lot of tough situations, but really bind us together and keep our republic going. And here you have a candidate for vice president and a sitting senator really breaking a major norm and the Constitution, but this is the peaceful transfer of presidential power that's always happened in our nation's history, 250 years. This was the first time, January 6th, 4 years ago almost, where one of the presidential candidates tried to block that peaceful transfer of power. And it is shocking. It really should be unacceptable to us all. I mean, you remember there was actually back in 2000 when during the Bush versus Gore race, when Gore really, you know, he ended up having the Supreme Court of the United States decide the election and hand it to George W. Bush. Al Gore was the sitting vice president at the time and had to preside over the electoral count, basically the January 6th of that year. I can't remember which date it was.
Yeah, nor can I, but yes, but he had to do that job.
He had to do it, and he handed over power to the Republicans because that was just the political norm. It's what the Constitution called. It was what the Constitution called for, and it was the right thing to do. It reflected the will of the American people as determined in part by the Supreme Court. So the fact that we are so far removed from that now, and that we have a major candidate just proudly saying that he would ignore that, the will of the people, is again emblematic of why we're in this really tough situation. And hopefully we're going to turn the page on this tough situation soon.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. And I just, in response to some of the things that Senator Vance said in that clip, let's be clear, everyone. While it certainly has the veneer of reasonability to say, oh, well, let's have a discussion about what's really important in elections. Yeah, JD, you have that before people vote. That's called the campaigning period. And then you count all the votes and they need to count. And that is the outcome. That is the discussion. It is in the voting. Just the rhetoric and the sort of normalizing, or the sane washing, if you will, another buzzword of our time, is shocking. I want to just respond to a couple quick questions we've gotten on the text line. Michaela from West Bend asked, what action can or should someone take if an employer denies them the time off to vote? Here in the state of Wisconsin, your employer is required to give you up to 3 hours to vote on election day. 3 hours. No matter the size of the employer, you get 3 hours to go vote if you want to do that on election day. If you don't live in the state of Wisconsin and you're wondering, You can call up your local boards of elections. It's usually a quick Google away. So anybody, if you've got a question about that, go check it out. But of course, make a plan to vote when you don't have to be at work. Vote early if you can. Get it taken care of. Mike, as we're coming up on the end of our time together, what are some of the things? I mean, Donald Trump's rhetoric, I hate repeating it, right? Calling for the military to be dispatched on his political enemies, calling out the Pelosi's by name, Adam Schiff, falsely claiming that CBS had given the vice president the questions ahead of the debate, calling for their FCC license to be yanked, all of which totally untrue. Talking about the enemy within, most recently doubling down on those comments a number of times. What do you want Wisconsin voters to know? Talk to each of the people listening out there today.
Yeah, Maggie, you did a really good job setting out just some of the more recent things that Donald Trump has said. And what I would just say to Wisconsinites is really just do your homework, check your own values and your own value system. And I think most people are supportive of a true democracy, not supportive of authoritarianism. We all want to get to be able to get along as a community, to be able to solve problems in a civil way through the ballot box, reject political violence, and support candidates who you think are best aligned with those sorts of American values.
Thanks so much, Mike Sozin, the Senior Fellow for Democracy Policy at the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Thank you for your service as a public servant to each and every one of us and democracy. Maggie and the Millionaires is coming up next. I've got George Gala joining me, the founder of Additional Worker Advocacy Group. Don't miss it here on the Civic Media Radio Network.